This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's our weekly Q&A with Layla. We're answering your questions. Radio program at AOL.com, the destination for questions. So we have a question about strontium.
Yes, from Joyce, strontium for osteoporosis.
And this question is a perennial. In other words, it just keeps coming up from time to time.
It does. It does. Joyce writes, I've read some reports about strontium side effects. I know you recommend it, and I'd like to know if you have any concerns about the risks. Joyce, I believe, is referring to the side effects of strontium ranelate, which is a type of strontium. I don't know if it's still used in Europe, but that's where the studies came out of concerning strontium ranelate, which is different than strontium citrate, which is what you recommend, Dr. Hoffman, for osteoporosis, as do I for my clients with osteoporosis. So the side effects that were found with ranelate were possibly cardiac related.
But yeah, they're related the citrate, to blood clots.
Blood clots. Right. But with strontium citrate, a very safe dose, which is the dose recommended, is about 600 milligrams of strontium citrate. So there is a difference, Joyce, and I believe what you're reading about its side effects are the other, strontium ranelate, which is not what we propose for.
Right. Let's approach this with an abundance of caution, because strontium can be delivered in different forms. In the medication, it's strontium ranelate. And it could be that it's the ranelaic acid that the strontium is combined with that's causing the higher risk of blood clots, which is actually not that high, but rarely it can cause a higher risk of blood clots. That has not been reported with the type that is used in supplements here in the United States, which is strontium citrate. However, I do have a caution when I have patients who've had heart attacks, strokes, or deep vein thrombosis. In an abundance of caution, even though it's not been demonstrated that strontium citrate has that potential, I don't prescribe that. I look for something else to prescribe. But if you're otherwise healthy and you've not had any of those problems, it should be okay. You know, it's an extremely effective bone enhancer. It doesn't have a lot of the side effects that other medications have. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you spoke to this patient that we saw last week about it, but we had a patient with osteoporosis, and she has very bad osteoporosis. And actually, I encouraged her to go and get medication. And so she was given infusions of Reclast. And Reclast, powerful drug, enhances bone, no question. But even her bone specialist, someone who does this day in and day out, said, I'm only going to give you this three times because I'm very concerned about reports of spontaneous fractures in patients who've taken this too much. So while it enhances these, we're talking about the medications now, while the medications enhance bone density dramatically, they may make the bones more brittle and make you more prone to the kind of fracture that might occur when you just
strap hanging on the subway
and boom,
and the subway jerks a little.
And it's very minimal stress. The bone is so brittle that it snaps. So they're now, and if you turn, I don't know how much TV you watch, but, you know, there's all these, you know, if you've had asbestos exposure, if you've been exposed to 9/11. But another one is, have you taken any of the following osteoporosis medications and experienced a fracture?
Wow.
Boom.
I've seen some of those.
You see, and then it's because while they prevent fractures, you can still sue the company, get in a class action suit because it caused a fracture. So, look, with her, she had such bad bone density that it was too late to recover her bone density with supplements alone. So I said, take the medication for a while. And so that's why she was here. She said, I stopped the medication. Now I want to continue on an aggressive program to restore bone because I know that it only partially restored my bone density. I want healthy bone, not just strong bone.
Yeah.
And so we put her on strontium. We put her on other things, like our complementary program of things.
I remember how she quoted it. She said, my doctors put me on a reclass vacation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just that. Right. So I said, okay, that's good. Let's put you on our bone health program.
Right.
So, yeah. That, eating a good diet.
It's funny because I have not, I'm the consummate generalist. I'd like to treat everything. I guess it's maybe because I have, you know, I get bored easily treating one thing day in and day out.
Get boring.
No, but that's actually a good thing. I love that some people have a micro focus on one aspect of health and that they really have a mastery of one area. But what ended up happening over the years, and I think you've noticed this, is the type of patients we see. We have a very high proportion of patients with osteoporosis who are seeking an alternative. We have a very high proportion of patients who have ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease and are seeking help, either an alternative or an adjunct to their conventional treatment.
Yeah.
So it just sorted out that way because we do well in those areas.
Yeah.
And integrated medicine has a lot to offer, and we have a lot of experience in working with those areas.
Yeah.
So strontium is a mainstay of that.
It is.
For people who can't take strontium, we do get some results from taking Ostanol. We've had a few patients who, for one reason or other, they couldn't take strontium, didn't want to take strontium, whatever. We say, okay, and Ostanol helped. Also, Ostanol is a bone morphogenetic protein, which, you know, in theory anyway, that's a great way to enhance bone growth.
Yes. Another good product is Ostera, made of hops, which can slow down that hallmark rapid bone turnover rate. Which
you know, it works on something called Rankl, which is R-A-N-K-L, which is an initial that stands for some inflammatory pathway that affects bone, which, by the way, is the pathway that's affected by Prolia, which is another popular osteoporosis medication. But Hops does it in a more subtle, natural way than Prolia, which can cause distress, bone pain and side effects, achiness, fatigue, and it's super expensive.
Yeah. So, Joyce, thank you very much for your question. No need to be so concerned with strontium citrate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point, which to pause because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to share an important message with us and our listening audience. So please listen up. Here goes.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. So now back to our questions. What's next, Layla?
We have an email from Bill. Dr. Hoffman, I love your podcasts. I've been listening to you since your original radio program on the AM dial when you succeeded Dr. Atkins and even before that, Carlton Fredericks. My God, I am tripping over my tongue. I hope you and Layla can help here.
That should make him eligible for an honorary PhD.
There you go. Exactly. So Bill writes, my 80-year-old wife suffers from gastroparesis not related to diabetes. It took 4 long years and a gallbladder removal before our very competent gastroenterologist ordered the stomach emptying test and confirmed the diagnosis. He prescribed Reglan, and despite my reservations about potential side effects...
Reglan is a drug that I think is only allowed under certain circumstances. It's got a big side effect profile, especially in the elderly.
Yeah, tardive dyskinesia.
Dyskinesia, which is that sort of lip-smacking, you know, and pill-rolling phenomenon that occurs. It's a neurological reaction to certain drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, antipsychotic medications and so on. Nancy Pelosi, I sometimes wonder if she doesn't have that. Her funny facial expressions sometimes make me think that she may have tardive dyskinesia.
Huh.
Yeah.
Good question.
You know, but...
Yeah.
We'll never know.
We'll never know. Yeah. So Bill writes, it worked until now. 9 months later, it doesn't work anymore. The terrible weakness and overwhelming nausea has returned. And now there are symptoms of GERD, which would be typical.
Sure.
Many standard tests have been done and all have come back normal. The Reglan has been discontinued, but now she's been prescribed Dexilant, Zantac, Elavil. The GERD is better, but that's all. How do I get her off this pharmaceutical merry-go-round?
So she's...
She's 80.
Gastroparesis is the big issue?
Gastroparesis.
Okay. And she's had diabetes?
No, not diabetes-related.
So, okay, it's just sort of like age-related loss of motility.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a big problem because motility is the basis for SIBO sometimes. Mm-hmm. If you don't have good motility, you'll have bacterial overgrowth.
Yeah.
Now she's taking acid-blocking medication. That's going to make it worse.
Yeah.
This is a little complicated, and this is the kind of thing that we would see in practice and we'd work on it. But, you know, there are a few things that seem to help motility. One, interestingly, is a drug. It's erythromycin at very low doses. We'd have to have it may specially compounded erythromycin.
Wow.
It's not because it's going to kill bacteria. It's because it seems to have a pro-motility effect. So that's a little trick we can use. We can use low-dose naltrexone sometimes. Mm-hmm. There's a supplement that we like. It's called Motil Pro.
Yes.
I believe it has carnitine or acetyl L-carnitine in it. But it has some other things that seem to promote motility.
Ginger is helpful.
Ginger, yeah.
Having daily ginger, whether it's in tea, whether it's in cooking. It's also good for nausea.
Right.
When it occurs. What do you think of CBD for nausea?
Well, you know, it's a two-edged sword. I think CBD is interesting, but it's actually... I'm a little cautious about using CBD in nausea because there is a syndrome of nausea that occurs in marijuana users. Now, what's interesting is marijuana both quells nausea, but if you smoke it a lot and then you withdraw from it, there's a rebound nausea in really high-dose marijuana consumers. So, I don't know.
So that's a withdrawal symptom more than anything.
It's unclear. You know, it just may be a withdrawal symptom, but it's hard to quell by smoking more marijuana, or taking more ingestible marijuana. So
a daily habit of ginger tea, taking something like Motil Pro. We don't know anything about her other than she's 80. We don't know if she's overweight,
and
if she's underweight.
This seems like an unlikely solution, but also acupuncture may be helpful. Acupuncture works on motility sometimes. And, you know, I think that in the future, there will, you know, just like as there are heart pacemakers, there will be devices that will be implantable in the gastrointestinal tract that will help patients with gastroparesis and severe constipation, like pacemakers for the gastrointestinal tract. Yeah. Maybe digestive enzymes even, you know, because sometimes those actually help to trigger some
definitely pancreatic enzymes,
possibly
the strongest of the strongest.
Possibly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Bill, that could help your wife too.
Yeah.
Some pancreatic enzymes, some ginger, some Motil Pro would start there.
I think
small frequent meals are also helpful.
Sure.
And to eat not to the point of complete fullness, but
this might be a little hard case to handle on a DIY basis.
Right.
Okay, what's next in the mailbox?
We have a question from Lynn. Hi, Dr. Hoffman, longtime listener, love your show and podcast. I've been taking CBD for iliopsoas. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman. Hip bursitis. And it's really helped with the pain.
So let's talk about that. That's really an interesting term, iliopsoas. It actually means there's a muscle inside In the retroperitoneum, which is a big muscle, the psoas muscle, mm-hmm. it's internal that actually governs hip movement. Okay. And so chiropractors know a lot about the psoas because they'll sometimes, you know, and I've had this adjustment, they'll press deeply, like right in your groin, mm-hmm. to release your psoas muscle because your psoas muscle may be in spasm and cause referred hip tightness or pain.
Wow.
And so I think I've had this, at this point, mm-hmm. I'm beginning to experience virtually any running-related, cycling-related, swimming-related complications. So I've become, you know, kind of an expert on these things. And so,
activity-related, everyone, not age-related, because that's all a lot of BS.
Of course not.
Okay.
My back was worse in my early 30s than it is now, interestingly. So that is a good sign because it's it means that you don't need a hip replacement. It means that you don't have bone on bone. It means that you're not grinding your gears in your hip socket.
Yeah.
It means that it's the hip girdle, it's called, the muscles that support the hip that are straining and that are associated with the pain. So this is very amenable to manipulative therapy, to yoga, to stretching. Mm-hmm. Is it inflammatory? Mm-hmm. Well, you can have a lot of pain and discomfort without it being inflammatory.
Huh. Okay.
And, you know, one of the ways to check is, you know, take an Advil see if it's a lot better.
And then it was because of inflammation.
Right. And often it isn't.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we would, or another way to check is, does a person have a high SED rate? Yeah. You know, we had a person who had, we also saw a gentleman the other day, and he has a lot of hip pain.
Yes.
And, you know, I did a blood test, and he has a very high C-reactive protein and a high SED rate. Yeah. And I said, you are inflamed. And he said, well, you know, I'm a businessman. I have to travel. I go, I eat out, you know. And he's also now, because he can't exercise because of the hip, it used to be he could eat a lot of, you know, crappy food and exercise like crazy. And he's gained, what, like 40 pounds or something, right?
Yeah.
You remember that gentleman? Mm-hmm. So I said, you're really going to have to clean up your dietary act. Mm-hmm. I hope he's going to do it because it's going to be challenging for him with his schedule.
We had a long discussion about that.
He was going to 6 capitals of Europe, you know, on business and very, you know, active, high-end guy. He's only like in his 40s.
Yeah.
But he has a lot of hip pain. So that's probably inflammatory. The question is this inflammatory?
Well, here's a clue. Lynn asks, will CBD work permanently to reduce the inflammation of the bursa sac? I am trying to avoid cortisone shots.
Well, okay.
So it was probably recommended that you get a cortisone shot.
Yeah, but you know, here's the thing. The conventional treatment of hip pain is really crappy because here's case in point. Andy Roddick, the guy who's the champion tennis player, you know, he just retired.
Mm-hmm.
And why? He says, I can't tie my shoes. He says, I'm in extraordinary pain. He's had every kind of therapy conventionally.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of holistic therapy he's had, but he's had hip surgery and it doesn't fix it. Mm-hmm. And so, this is, you know, whether a steroid shot will temporarily alleviate it, I don't know. The question is, will any inflammatory supplements help? Well, what could we recommend? Let's presume that there's an inflammation there.
Yes.
We
curcumin.
First and foremost, curcumin.
Curcumin, boswellia.
Right.
Fish oil.
Absolutely.
Particularly SPM, I think.
There's something
is very
called
beneficial.
SPM, which is what does that stand for?
For crying out loud!
SPM is for modulators of the inflammatory pathway.
Exactly. It's more targeted than fish oil. Fish oil is a very potent, wonderful.
And it generates these modulators, but this is sort of a new anti-inflammatory that we're liking a lot. I personally take it. I'll look it up. Pro-resolving mediators, they're called.
Pro-resolving mediators.
Yeah, specialized pro-resolving mediators, SPM. Mm-hmm. And the company that makes it is Metagenics, and it's available on FullScript, SPM. something like SPM Active or something like that is the name.
Yeah.
Anyway, so these are among the things that are helpful.
And CBD is prescribed a lot for pain.
So CBD works in two ways on pain. One, it is anti-inflammatory, but it also works on nerve pain. So there's pain where it is not so much about inflammation; it's nerve pain.
Wow.
The nerves are entrapped or something like that.
Yeah.
It could work. It could be helpful. Many patients who have pain report some alleviation of pain with CBD.
Yeah. Very, very great.
By the way, I just got, so, just funny, you can't really, it just doesn't lend itself very much to a podcast, but I just got this box. It looks like a big shoebox.
Uh-huh.
And it's from the folks at Plus CBD Oil. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, they're our sponsor.
Yeah.
So they sent this to me. And it's a hat.
Oh.
It's a Plus CBD Oil hat.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
And what a neat gift.
It's a Plus CBD. I don't know where I can wear this. I mean,
if I wear it outside in the rain.
If I wear this to a Yankee game, I'll get killed. Or especially a Red Sox game. But they also gave me a CBD thermos.
Oh, terrific. Look at that.
It says Plus CBD Oil, hemp-derived CBD oil. Mm-hmm. And I have a Plus CBD Oil t-shirt, which I think I'll wear to yoga class.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then people will, you know, that'll generate some conversation. Although in my yoga class, they're very serious. Nobody talks to anybody.
You have to be meditative.
Meditative, I know. It's like, they probably say when I talk to somebody, that shut up, we're meditating.
We're meditating. Stop talking about what you're going to have for lunch after this yoga session. You're not supposed to be thinking of that.
That's right.
You want union, body, mind, the meditation part of yoga.
But
is
the
very
best
important.
Part is mm-hmm. they have Plus CBD Oil, total plant complex. They sent me a big bottle of it.
Terrific.
So there's, when you buy this CBD oil, you have the choice of getting a green or a yellow formula. Mm-hmm. And the yellow formula is more for a chill pill. Like if you want to get to sleep, you have anxiety, if you want to relax, it's pretty strong. The other night I had the aftermath of cold, I was coughing. I don't keep alcohol in the house anymore, mm-hmm. or I keep some cooking wine. I'm not going to drink like a bottle of cooking wine.
You keep some Marsala wine around or something?
I'm not going to drink that for like a cough, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you need like, some bourbon or something like that. Anyway, so I said, well, I have the CBD oil. Mm-hmm. And these are these samples. So I took two. Cough went away and I slept.
Mm.
And it was not like a, you know, over-sedated kind of thing.
So good for like, cough suppressing a little
anyway,
bit.
Anyway, so the green, however.
Yeah.
It says total plant complex, which means it's got all these terpenoids, these anti-inflammatory compounds, plus the CBD. But actually, you want the CBD for the pain, but you want the other stuff for the inflammation. So for the, I would recommend the green formula of the company is, it's CV Sciences, makes plus CBD oil, and they're, just look it up, pluscbdoil.com. They're one of our sponsors, so please support them. But, it's not just because they're a sponsor. I just think they're the best company.
Wow.
There's some good companies out there. I don't want to slight other companies, but I think this is like a leading company that makes good quality CBD oil. Mm-hmm. And they're committed to research, and they're big. It's a very sophisticated company. Mm-hmm.
Terrific. So, Lynn, that's great that you've gotten relief taking CBD for your hip bursitis. Certainly, you can continue.
Yeah.
Thank you for your question.
And, the steroid shot, steroid shots, I think, are for two purposes. One, if you're in excruciating pain and nothing is helping and you want to break the cycle, fine. But long-term, they're not the answer. And also, they ultimately weaken the muscles and the joints.
Yeah.
And they don't work as well second, third time.
Yeah. So the first time has to be the charm.
And they have a little bit of systemic effects. You know, they can affect your blood sugar. They can affect your...
They can raise your blood sugar, absolutely.
Et cetera. Cataracts, make you gain weight, sugar cravings, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So we like to not go down that route if possible.
Yeah.
And, the other reason to take a steroid shot is if you're a professional athlete. It's like a multi-million dollar thing. And these people, they sacrifice their youth
For that contract.
Yeah, for that contract. And then, because their economic viability is all weighted towards their youthful performance. And who knows if they're going to get a gig, you know, when they're, you know, 35 and too injured to play. Yeah, they're done.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for these questions,
unless you're Tom
everybody.
Brady. Unless you're Tom Brady.
Unless you're Tom Brady.
Okay. So on that note,
yes.
Let's pause this Intelligent Medicine podcast, our weekly Q&A with Layla. Reminder, radio program at AOL.com is the destination for questions. And keep those questions coming. Thank you, Layla, for joining us.
Thanks, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you, everybody. Keep the questions coming.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.